You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Coming up next, Watercare are considering moving development of a new water plant outside of Oratia following local outrage. The company have proposed two other sites in West Auckland locations which are protected ecological zones. BFM reporter Ashley McCall spoke to water supply manager Priyan Pereira about the issue.
We are, I guess, first of all, heartened by the response that the people have given us. We are wanting to work with the community. This is the start of our consultation process, and so we're getting to see their passion, the level of community in the different areas, and you know, this is the start of our feedback process. So all of the messages that we're getting from our from those residents will be taken on board by Watercare.
So locals claim that they were told about the new water treatment plant about 2 weeks ago, but that they understand the consultations have been happening within Watercare for the past 2 years. Is this true?
No, that's not true. We've been working on the replacement of the Hui water treatment plant over that time. What we've been working on, what we have spoken to others about, is the process for consultation. We haven't been consulting on the options. We've been going through an evaluation process internally, but we've not done any external consultation. This is the start of that process.
Will this public backlash influence Watercare's decision on what site they choose to build on?
We're obliged to go through the statutory process, and consultation is part of that process for us. So the feedback we get will be collated, and we'll be using that to determine a preferred site. So just to clarify, Watercare doesn't have a preferred option of the three that we have currently tabled. We are, and this process will help us determine, and the feedback that we get from individuals and the conversations that we have with them will help us determine which option to take forward.
Okay, so building the site at Oratia will be the cheapest option of the three in terms of financial metrics, but how does the possible social cost of displacing 18 families from their homes get factored in?
So that's exactly what we're going through right now. So we've got people guiding us on the social impact, so we've obviously had the two meetings, so the one in Oratia and the one in Titirangi yesterday. So we have other people looking at the responses. We're collecting feedback via our website, and we're also collecting feedback via written responses that were submitted by parties during those meetings. And we'll be using that to add to the selection process. So it won't be solely on cost. It'll be a combined output based on a variety of factors. So that includes environmental, community impact and cost.
From what I understand, the two alternative sites to the one at Oratia are in protected ecological zones with native bush. What would the process be if the plant was to be built at either of these sites?
So as we have evaluated on the existing sites, processes will be developed around any significant ecological sites, and the resource consent will cover a lot of those issues and the conditions that will be imparted on Watercare if one is granted for any of the sites that we're looking at. Like I say, I'd just like to reaffirm the fact that this is the start of our consultation process, where while we have been working on this work and working on this project internally for some time, we understand the community's concern. But we are going to be listening, so we're going to be spending quite a bit of time analysing the feedback, and we're going to go back to the community, so we want to meet with them again, we're going to talk to them again, hopefully put together more one-on-one conversations with parties to get their feedback, and all of that will go into our decision-making process. But then beyond that, the process will become a statutory one, and it'll be one that will be dictated by independent commissioners, and they'll determine the final outcome.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.